Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mrs. Ann H. Ching on October 26, 1979, by Sue Ellen Chan. Mrs. Ching, may I ask first, what's your Chinese name?
Wang Shunho.
Wang Shunho, okay. May I ask, can you tell us a little bit about where your parents from? When did they come here, if you remember?
I don't quite remember exactly just when they came, but they were quite a young when they came here. My parents both came from China back in the early 18-something. Not too early, but very 18-something anyway. To be exactly when, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And so when they came to San Francisco, or?
I do not know where they
go. Oh, okay.
They went and moved to a town named Tesla in Alameda County. Mm-hmm. He was working in the mining project as a foreman. And from there, quite a number of sisters and brothers were born in Tesla, and I was one of them. Mm-hmm. And we went to San Francisco. We stayed there until the earthquake. It was 1906.
Mm-hmm. May I ask, when were you born?
I was born in Tesla, California, mm-hmm. 1901.
Mm-hmm. I see. And do you know which part of the canton your parents from?
I don't understand that part of anything about China.
Uh-huh.
But my parents, they never talk thing like that. And my father passed away when I was quite young. And my mother doesn't talk thing like that to us. And if she did, we wouldn't understand it anyway.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you were born 1901, mm-hmm. and when did you move to San Francisco? You don't remember?
I remember. We moved to a small town. After we left San Francisco, we moved to a town called Visayas, mm-hmm. which is quite distant from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. At that time, I think we were on a slow transportation. It took us a week to get from San Francisco to Visayas. Mm-hmm. It's most likely that time was still horse and buggy day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. So you mentioned that your father worked for this...
Mercury mine.
Mm-hmm. I see. And he was the foreman. Did he talk about his work?
I know, because I was quite young when he passed away.
Uh-huh. I see. Mm-hmm. So, when you were at home, what kind of language did you speak? Chinese or?
Well, at that time, before I went to school, we all speak Chinese.
Uh-huh. You see, say yap or sam yap?
My father say yap, my mother sam yap.
So you learn both.
Yeah.
I see. And so when you start going to school, then you learn English.
Yes, I learned to school. And when that little small town, it's a little farming town, they're all nothing but German and Russian live there. We are the only Chinese family. In fact, I learned to talk their language before I talked Chinese.
Oh.
But I lost out of it now because we never speak Russian or Chinese.
And they were all miners?
No. That's the mine. That was farming town then.
Oh, farming town. Mm-hmm. So what your father did in this
town? Farming town? At that time, at the time, the Chinese don't get jobs. And my father opened up a grocery store and also a restaurant. Put those people in work, just to get them working.
Did he also own land, or he
we don't own land at all. We're alien. We do not own land at all.
Uh-huh. Were there many Chinese or very few?
Well, not too many. When we moved to a small town, very few. And in family, we're the first Chinese family moved in that town. At that time, was Visayas at the time.
I see. And then how did other Chinese came in? Because your father brought them in?
No.
Your father's grocery store is selling Chinese goods or
Chinese food, and then he also kind of a open for your kind of boarding places for the single men that no home to where they can cook their own food. So they bought at our store.
I see. So your mother had to cook for the...
No, we hire a cook. She don't do it all day. In fact, they cook for her too.
Oh, I see. So the children has to help the housework, or you have
no,
a maid?
No, we do not help. We don't have maid. But somehow the works are done. How they do it, I don't know, but we don't have to help.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you remember where you lived before the earthquake.
Only thing I remember is how we lived in San Francisco. Before that, we lived in Tesla. I don't know anything about it.
But you don't remember exactly which street.
That I do not know.
Okay. And where did you go to school?
We moved from town to town. Mm-hmm. I think we moved to a town called Danuba in Tulare County. Mm-hmm. I started school there.
Mm-hmm. And were there many Chinese students here?
No, at that time we the first Chinese family was in that town too.
Oh, I see. So you start learning English there?
From there on we learn the language.
Mm-hmm. And this, definitely there's no Chinese school there.
Chinese. In fact, we understand some Chinese, but we cannot conversate with them. I didn't learn how to speak Chinese fluently until after I was married, moved into San Francisco in the city, where I met a lot of Chinese. That's where I learned to speak Chinese.
And you remember that your father has this grocery store.
That was in the town of Isaiah. That right after the earthquake, we left San Francisco. He mostly we migrated to a little town called Isaiah.
Where did he get all this Chinese good, do you know?
That, I don't understand where he got the stuff from.
Okay.
Not everything, all Chinese things. Just some of the basic things.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like we have ginger, rice, some canned goods, things like that.
So, is that your father's occupation all the years?
Well, he died so young. From there on, we don't know what the...
And who support the family after?
My mother. She worked real hard to support us. She don't know, understand anything but getting the welfare. That we had approaches. A sheriff that lived in town, in Danuba, approached my mother many a time. Why not have your family take care of by the county? They support the children and bring the children up. My mother just don't see it, don't understand it. So she worked and worked real hard, work what she can to support us and brought us up.
What did she do?
She took in the laundry, raised some chicken and some vegetable to sell.
Mm-hmm. I see. To the Caucasian or?
No, to the Chinese gambling house. They had gambling house at that time.
I see.
We sell to those people.
I see. This is in which town?
Danuba.
Danuba, mm-hmm. I see. And so you live very close to this gambling house.
Well, we know just that area. We don't live anywhere near them, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But do you remember anything about this gambling house?
Not the one where that's the last one we went to. We don't see it. But that's one when before we left Isaiah, I do run into those gambling houses. We just kind of sneak in, mm-hmm. And we're not supposed to be in the place. We sent them on a tall table, all stand around the table and gamble. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All men, I mean.
All men, no woman.
Mm-hmm. Most of them probably single men.
Almost all single. Not too many women coming at that time.
Mm-hmm. Were there, do you remember they were there almost, I mean, they open all day long or just certain hours?
No, certain hour.
And is that, the sheriff or policeman?
I don't think the bottom. No other people go in the gamble but the own Chinese people.
I see.
No other race go in there. They watch them. They always have a man that stood in the door and watched till the sheriff can come in and rake the place.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's a lookout man, I guess. That's what they call it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then when the sheriff came and then everybody...
Yeah, you know, signal them, mm-hmm. hold the, put the things away.
So did you go to different school?
No, I went all the way from grammar school to high school in Danuba. After that, I got married. I went to the city and lived.
When was that?
That was back in 1918, 1919. That was during World War II, World War
I. Yes, right. And when you were in at school, especially not so many Chinese at the beginning, did you feel that you were very different from other students,
well,
or they feel that...
We weren't well, very well liked. Mm-hmm.
And did they treat you specially?
At time, they prejudiced about us.
Mm-hmm. They probably sometimes, would they make fun of
Chinese? Not exactly make fun. You were just not in the crowd. You're just by yourself, more or less.
Did you feel like you want to be in the group?
No, I never feel that way. They don't want me, it's all right. I just stay where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I keep them to myself.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so, like, any kind of, when they play game, you...
Well, like, basketball team I got in, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But come to socialize, chattering, conversation, we're not in with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't exactly mistreat us like that. But, we had a fight once in a while.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fight? I mean,
well, we used to have a little break, you know, too. Mm-hmm. They'd take us out by our hair, pull us a twist and pull our hair and everything.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
They did that.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's really bad.
Mm-hmm. And we had inkwell, see? All the desks, we sit one behind the other. They just dip my hair in inkwell and get ink all over my clothes.
So
I had that experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, did you ever visit any American family, you know, like your friends' family?
No, we just visited some, German family, a couple of German family mm-hmm. that we go to school with. We get along fine with them. Mm-hmm.
So your experience at school wasn't that pleasant?
No, at one time it wasn't that much. And that enthused to me, that is.
Mm-hmm. But your brothers and sisters all in one school, right? The same school?
Yes. We all went to the same school.
Uh-huh. Would you tend to, like after the class or something, you know, get together with your brother and sister or other Chinese? Because since you cannot get into American crowds, American group.
Oh, we never even try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. So, at home, your mother ever teach you any Chinese?
She talked Chinese to us. Mm-hmm. She's not exactly teaching us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did she ever went to school before?
She never. Mm-hmm. She know quite a bit of Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and she's a self-taught.
I see.
Mm-hmm. She's self-taught, and then she learned how to read a little bit, write a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She ever teach you any Chinese song?
No, but my mother's a beautiful singer. She hide away from her when she sing.
Oh.
She brought a Chinese songbook. She sing to herself.
Oh.
They're very shy people at one time. Mm-hmm. They don't come and openly and sing to children, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When we're away from home, she sing to herself. But sometimes we caught her singing, that's all. That's all the singing we hear from her.
Was she a bouncy?
No. She was not a bouncy person.
So after you got married, you know, do you remember that, you know, is there any special ceremony?
Well, we had I was married in a hotel, a big American wedding.
American wedding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have a banquet?
Banquet at a hotel.
It's the American
all about American stuff.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I see. Is all your brother sister married that way? Your older brother?
No, some of them are just married in courthouse, and the one that has part like her, she had a party, had a wedding at a church, and all that.
None of your brother and sisters married in Chinese, in Chinese way?
No. Oh, one sister, I remember when we were living upstairs in Chinatown, Grand Avenue. Carry her on the back of the stairway to bring her down. She's not supposed to walk down. They carry her on the back, I remember that. When she get out today, they call it. Mm-hmm. They put her in there and take her to the groom side, I think. I think that's how it worked. She was carried out in the back, back of that Muyan Po. Uh-huh.
That's before the earthquake or after?
That was earthquake when she got married.
Really?
Yeah, that was in 1908 or 1909. After that, not too many Chinese doing that after that.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend any Chinese wedding?
Oh, not typical. Oh, some. And they hid in the corner of the bedroom, the all crawling in the bed, hold over the pui ka ge. They sit in there and cry and sing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the groom side, whatever the bright side demand, if you got money, they wanted live goose, live chicken, like ghee, and you had so many things. The more money you had, the more things you get, you went to a richer family.
Like a bang.
A bang and all that.
Uh-huh. You didn't go through that.
We don't go through that.
No. So when you get married, do you get any like dowry?
No.
But the other, like, if they follow the Chinese tradition,
well, they give you anyway, the dowry, but then we never ask for it, but they give to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any tradition, things that the family is supposed to give, like a chest or?
No, that's out in my time. But my sister, that time when she got married, she got some furniture to go with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So after you get married, you live in.
I live in San Francisco. From San Francisco, I moved back to Stockton, where my children are born. I got one son born in San Francisco, and the weather wasn't agreed to him. So we brought him back to Stockton, and my other two children born in Stockton.
When you live in San Francisco, which street did you live? You live in San Francisco?
That time when my first son was born, I live right on that Gongdanganhong building. Clay and Kearney, right next to the across from the park.
Oh.
That's the building I live in.
I you rent a building?
We rent it.
Uh-huh. And what is, you have business downstairs?
No, my husband at that time, he was in a trunk business, uh-huh. Making trunks.
Uh-huh.
He had what they call a trunk factory. He makes trunks.
At that
time.
Did he own his own business or he
worked
at that
time?
At that time. Mm-hmm. I see. Did he make good or
no.
Just barely?
Chinese don't want to do it. Chinese are funny that way. When you have to trade, they don't think you're something as good as American people.
Mm-hmm.
That's their idea way they do a Chinese say. And from there, we moved to Stockton. He opened a pawn shop. And he was a watchmaker and a pawnbroker.
Mm-hmm.
He sold the typical same watches American people are selling, like Longines, Waltham, Elgin, all that. He sold the same thing. But they the Chinese people prefer to trade with American people rather than the Chinese people. They say they get better stuff. They don't. In fact, we sell them even, we make less profit on it. No, they don't buy it from you. They buy from American people.
Hmm.
They think they got better stuff.
So when he was making this trunk and he sold it to Chinese or American?
What?
The trunk.
All Chinese buy it. It was right in Chinatown. The American buy it too. The Chinese buy it. So, you know, the Chinese travel between China and here, they buy their trunk to ship things back to the old country.
Do you remember what things they ship back to?
No, we never know what they ship. They just buy the trunk and take it away, that's all.
Mm-hmm. At that time in Chinatown, most Chinese do what kind of work?
Most of them are grocery man, butcher, fish market. That's all they do, laundry.
Mm-hmm. What did women do?
The woman, I saw that meat ha, the shell, the shrimp. Laughing done by hand. Buttonhole done by hand. But woman, that's the only kind of work they do that time.
Did you do any?
No, I'm too young to do anything that kind of. I starve if I do anything that kind of work for a living. I never do that.
Did you help your husband?
No, I don't either.
I see. So you, how many children do you have?
I got three.
Three?
Two boys and a girl.
That already keeps you very busy. So like in San Francisco especially, some young women, you know, were brought to San Francisco.
One time, we don't know too much about it. They brought girls over and sell them.
I see.
They came here as their wife or their daughter or something like that. They came over here to see people could pay the price, what they asked for. Well, they go to that party.
I see.
And they turned them into a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And suppose the man brought her over, cost about $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
When that woman come here, she got to be a prostitute, make up the $10,000, pay back the man, the person that brought her over. Or somebody come along with enough money, buy the belt for her what she owe, and take her away and then as his wife.
Did you ever run into any such women?
Oh yeah, we run into them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. I don't know that kind of life they live though.
I see.
There are a lot of them. What you call those? The woman took charge of those slave girl, you know.
Oipaw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I come across quite a bit of that.
Uh-huh. These women very tough, must be.
They sure instruct them what to do sometimes.
Do they make very good money out of
I guess they do. I don't know.
Do they wear very
they don't dress up. They don't dress up that way.
So how about these women, you know, doing the business?
They don't dress up.
No. Mm-hmm. So mostly they have these, you know, house in certain street or certain area.
Away from residence. They go to some, I don't know, hotel room, house, wherever they're housing.
I see. So you think quite a bit in Chinatown.
I've seen something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there were some gambling house in Chinatown.
Oh, they're all closed. It's not wide open. So we don't know which is a gambling house.
I see.
But the one in Visaya, well, they're closed too. Now, they're not wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But we just sneak in and happen to see things like that.
Did your husband ever belong or participate in any, like, family associations or?
Well, Chen Gong So.
Chen Gong So. What did he do? Did he have to go to the meeting?
No, he just interprets sometimes, that's about all.
Your husband was born?
He was born in China too.
In China too. And when did he come over?
He came over when about 8, 9 years old.
Oh. Who brought him over?
His parents.
His parents, I see. And the parents, what did his parents do?
They came here, they're merchant of some kind, and they went to Stockton, become a farmer, potato farmer.
Mm-hmm. I see. So your husband would grow up in both San Francisco and
Stockton. Partly San Francisco and partly in Stockton.
I see.
And he was quite young. He learned how to make watches. Repair watches, so he opened a shop,
mm-hmm.
and little by little turned out to be a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm. Where did he learn repairing the watch?
I don't know where he learned it. He was quite young when he opened the shop.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet him?
In the church.
Oh, in the church. Mm-hmm. You went to church?
Yeah, I went to Methodist Church in Stockton.
Stockton.
He was a member, and then I just.
So there's no matchmaker
in
between?
No, nothing of the kind.
So your husband was very capable in this business, the watch?
Yeah, watch repair.
And is that the business?
The pawnbroker, he was doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, is that his business all his life after?
No. Yeah, until we follow up. There was no more business. Finally, we followed up the business.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
That was back in 19, before the World War II, or shortly after World War I. We had to follow up because no more business.
Mm-hmm. So you moved away from?
We lived in Stockton for a while, and he came to San Francisco. There's no job that he can handle in Stockton. So he came to San Francisco and worked in a restaurant, Jackson Cafe.
Oh.
He worked there as a cashier.
I see. So Jackson Cafe is American cafe.
No, it's Chinese cafe.
Chinese cafe.
Right on Jackson Street.
I see.
Between Kearney and Grand Avenue.
Did you live in San Francisco?
I live in South
Chinatown.
Chinatown. No, all the time we lived in Chinatown when my sister got married. We came back temporarily just to marry my sister off, and then we'll go back to the Nuba to live.
I see. Yeah, but I mean when you and your husband.
No, we never lived in China. Oh, except in Kearney. Kearney and Clay, that's where I live.
Yeah, but when you, your husband worked for this Jackson Cafe.
Oh, at that time, I came back to San Francisco. We were living on Pacific Avenue, between Leavenworth and Jones.
Mm-hmm. You lived like upstairs of a store or?
No. We live in a flat.
Do you roughly remember how much you have to pay for the...
The rent at that time?
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time we pay
$89. $89?
Whole flat.
Uh-huh. How many rooms you have?
There's two bedroom and kitchen and a living room.
Mm-hmm. How about the one before the on Kearney?
That one? I don't know. I don't... We just rent a room.
Mm-hmm.
We have what you call a Zhong and Qi Fong. Everybody go out there to cook. Bathroom, everything, all Zhongnan, yeah. The whole floor uses it.
How many families there? Approximately?
About five or six families in the floor.
Mm-hmm. So which means that each family occupied one room?
Well, some took two rooms. They had children, those took two rooms. With me, we had a bedroom and also a front room, that's all. We took two rooms too. I don't know how much my husband paid for the rent. We just stayed there.
So all the families were working where they live, or they work different places.
The building in our building,
mm-hmm.
All different ones. Some of them a telephone operator. The girls are a telephone operator at that time, and where the rest of work, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So. They work for these Chinese telephone?
Yeah.
It's actually Pacific Telephone Company, is that?
Yeah, but
in Chinatown.
Chinatown, yeah. And I know when they call in, a lot of people never dial the number. Just call out the name. The operator connects them.
Uh-huh. So the operator knows practically.
The operator knows everything, yeah.
Yeah. So when your husband came back to San Francisco working in Jackson Cafe as a cashier. And was that his
job? He didn't have
job?
Share. He just worked there.
Mm-hmm.
He was more semi-retired, see?
Uh-huh.
He just worked there to pass time.
Uh-huh. Was that his last job?
Yeah, that was his last job. That was his last job.
Did he get good pay?
No. He just...
Do you know roughly how much he made?
Oh, he paid very little that time. I was working that time too.
Oh, you worked in the cafe?
No. I worked at Southern Pacific Railroad.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So would you please describe a little bit about your working experience in that company?
Well,
what
I really
do?
Don't know anything about office work.
Mm-hmm.
But during the wartime,